You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
95BFM News Election Coverage 2020, Local Economy.
Tourism is New Zealand's largest export, contributing 20.4% of total exports, and our current COVID climate sees huge losses in the industry. Total annual tourism expenditure is $40.9 billion, with international travel accounting for $17.2 billion, and domestic surprisingly averaging higher at $23.7 billion. A $17.2 billion loss is very significant for our economic landscape, thus driving a focus on nurturing and stimulating our domestic tourism market. Essentially, we need to start seeing Kiwis engaging more in recreational travel around the country, especially to smaller areas that are less obvious tourist hotspots. I speak to the General Manager of Tourism New Zealand's domestic tourism team, Bjorn Spreitzer, about the current value of domestic travel, touching on their Do Something New New Zealand campaign and the projected resilience of the industry.
Domestic tourism has always actually been the biggest part of tourism in New Zealand. So before COVID, Kiwis, we spent about $24 billion on domestic travel, which is a lot. Compared to international visitors, they bring in about $17 billion into the economy. So domestic's always been really the foundation of tourism in New Zealand. And that's a really good thing to have now as we go through the challenges of COVID.
And to what extent do you think the domestic tourism market will be able to expand and compensate for the projected loss from international travel?
Yeah, so the way I look at it is Kiwis, we really love to travel. And when you put numbers on it, before COVID, we spent about $9 billion every year to leave the country. So Kiwis spent $9 billion on going on holidays overseas. Now is the opportunity really to keep those $9 billion in the economy, and that's what our campaign aims to do, to get Kiwis to do something new by really taking some of that money and bring it into New Zealand.
And how resilient do you expect the tourism industry to be to a global financial crisis?
I mean, when you look at domestically, so I'm really looking at domestic at the moment, how that's performing, and as we have come out of lockdown, the domestic tourism industry has performed really, really well. So what it really showed us is that Kiwis are embracing, exploring New Zealand, doing something new in New Zealand. And you've seen that come through. We've done a bit of work seeing where New Zealand is going. We found that every region in New Zealand had more visitors than the year before from a domestic point of view. So we can tell that Kiwis are starting to travel around more, which gives you a bit of a window, I guess, into how resilient the domestic industry will be.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of economic gains would we need to see in the domestic tourism market in order to weaken our dependence on international visitors?
I wouldn't call it weakening anyway. So I'd really look at it sort of domestic can be the foundation of our tourism industry, which is really New Zealand is already starting to explore New Zealand. So it's a real opportunity for us to see, hey, how can we get more New Zealanders to do more in New Zealand? So it's really just adding another strength to the tourism economy. And then when obviously internationally it comes back, we'll have that foundation of domestic to really build a strong ecosystem.
And what are some of the ways in which you guys are trying to encourage more domestic travel?
Yeah, so Anika, we always look at what the problem is we can help solve, and what we saw domestically is we did quite a bit of work, quite a few pieces of research trying to find out what it is New Zealanders are trying to look for when they travel domestically. And what was really interesting was in the research we found that I think it was about 60-65% of Kiwis said they like going back to the place they're familiar with, so us really going back to the same place every year when we travel domestically. But the same group of consumers also said that, I think it was about 65% as well, they said, hey, look, I'd love to explore new things in New Zealand, which is really sort of gets you to the core of the opportunity is, whilst Kiwis like going back to the same place in New Zealand, they also love exploring new things. And then we asked another question, which was really around, have you seen everything in New Zealand when you go on a holiday? And the majority was over 80% of New Zealanders said, no, I haven't, and I really would like to, which sort of gives you that insight to say, if you can change, trigger that behavior to say Kiwis want to do new stuff, they know they haven't seen everything. If you can unlock that, then we'll see more Kiwis travel domestically, we'll see them do more stuff, have more fun, which is really good for the overall economy. So based on that, our campaign, our domestic campaign, I'm not sure if you had a chance to see it, but we launched on the 22nd of May, so the week before Queen's birthday, which is really around the campaign's called Do Something New, New Zealand, which speaks to that idea, how do you get New Zealanders to do new things, to try out new stuff, to do more travel domestically, which then should result in the overall tourism economy to grow, which is really great for the country.
And a crash in the tourism sector is expected to disproportionately affect smaller rural towns as opposed to kind of the bigger, more obvious tourist destinations such as Queenstown and the bigger cities. So do you have a plan for encouraging visitors to these areas?
Yes, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's true that it would affect more rural towns, because when you really think about it, where domestic travelers particularly would like to go, they really like to explore the whole country. So our campaign, really Do Something New New Zealand, we really want to encourage Kiwis to go everywhere in the country where they can sort of find that new that they would like to experience. So that really applies all across the country. And so over school holidays, we ran a program where we really wanted to see if Kiwis travel differently. And every region across the country saw more domestic visitors than the same year before, which was really encouraging, which sort of showed you everywhere in the country, Kiwis are starting to explore more. So it's really an approach that works everywhere in New Zealand.
And what assistance do you need from the government in order to keep the tourism industry afloat in New Zealand?
Look, so I only speak for Tourism New Zealand, so we're obviously the marketing agency.
Yeah.
And from our end, we're really fully focused on getting Kiwis to do something new. So we've got the domestic campaign in place, which is really part of what we've been asked to contribute and work on. So we're really confident it's going to have a big impact.
I mean, is there anything that you would like to see the government do to encourage the Do Something New campaign?
No, look, they already have, to be honest. I mean, we're like a crown entity, right? So they ask us, how can Tourism New Zealand help to get Kiwis to do more things and get the economy going? So that's what our campaign's based on. It's in market now and it's working.
Cool. And just quickly, from an economic point of view, mm-hmm. at what stage do you think it might start becoming necessary to consider reopening our borders?
Oh, look, in general, I think from a domestic point of view, we obviously it's really great for us to see that Kiwis are starting to travel around the country more and spend more time. It'll be great in the future to have international back as well, but you obviously have to balance it with the health benefits as well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.